Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll talk conference championship games coming up in about 20 minutes, hour from now. Our friend Kelly in Vegas will have her favorite college football plays. Let's talk some college football, but more importantly, Dallas Cowboys with them in action tonight for Thursday night football. Our buddy Shea and Irving, check out the Shea and Irving show. Also, DP takes a gamble. Shea, what's happening, my man?
How the hell are y'all?
We were talking the other day about Dallas to win the Super Bowl. That's where we're at. At 70-1.
Yes. Yeah. Listen. So I'm not, you know, the most stable or emotionally secure person in the country. This is a freaking playoff team right now, y'all. The way they're humming, and this is the whole season right here. Is Thursday. This is the whole season. You look at the rest of their schedule. If they can take care of golf, this is going to be. This is it. And if they can take this one down, Lord have mercy. They're hot. And George Pickens has lit a fire under this team. Big Q, MVP, Kenny Clark. I'm excited, and it scares the bejesus out of me, but this is a playoff team.
So if they lose tonight, you look at the schedule. Minnesota, Chargers, Washington, New York, soft. All of a sudden that Minnesota game's like, oh, that's a nothing burger, man. Like, you go to you're thinking Minnesota early in the year, that's going to be tough. It's not. So if they go 4-1, lose tonight, you think they're out 10 wins?
I don't think they're out because I think Philly's going to lose tonight or lose on Monday night. I think the Chargers take it to them.
Wow. Yeah. See, I disagree. I like Philly big on Monday.
Nope. The wheels have fallen off. Sirianni is 2 losses away from pumping gas in South Jersey. It is the end of the road.
At the Wawa?
With me.
Pumping gas at the Wawa?
He'll be lucky. He'll be lucky.
With us. Yeah. Bet sweats live from the gas station, January 1.
According to podcast.
No joke.
All right. So what about the Detroit side? Do you think if they lose, they're done?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough division. They're pretty well stacked against it. But as far as the wild card goes, no, they're not toast. But I don't think what's St. Brown? What's the diagnosis right now in Omron?
I don't think so. But yeah, still questionable. Like everybody else on that team.
Yeah.
So like, it looks like a tough spot. Like, maybe Cowboys fans are looking at it. You tell me. Saying, oh, man, you don't want to face the Lions there. You don't want to face the Lions there after a loss, after losing a division game on Thanksgiving. But, you know, timing-wise, it's not bad. We talked about St. Brown. He's probably not going to go. You already got LaPorta on injured reserve. Bunch of defensive guys beat up. 3 starting offensive linemen in the 3 most important spots, center, left tackle, right tackle, all questionable for tonight. So maybe this is a good spot, and it's a spot where – you have Quinnen Williams humming for a few games now. You haven't lost since you got him.
Nope. It's
a good timing spot.
There's some kind of record they have. The Lions have some kind of the last 10 games post-Thanksgiving. when they lose on Thanksgiving, they're not very good the next week. They're something like 1-8 straight up or something bobo in the last 10 games, last 10 Thanksgiving games. I don't know. I think this is the right spot to hit them. But more importantly, the Cowboys are in the right spot. Like, they're humming, y'all. I know everybody can, you know, say this, that, or the other, but the Cowboys are playing good football. Dak looks good. I mean, the defense looks a whole lot better. My concern is playing too much zone and not manning up. But, I mean, hell, they're stopping the run, and they look good. George Pickens is a beast.
Mm-hmm. What's the final score tonight?
Oh, Lord. I mean, it opened at 54, didn't it? Or 53?
Yep.
54 and a half now.
31. Cowboys, 31. Detroit, 24.
Yeah, it's over.
Barely.
Barely.
Damn. By the hook. That damn hook.
That was the score last week for the Lions on Thanksgiving, right? You said 31-24?
Yeah, 31-24. Yeah,
exact same score. All right, let's talk about Quinnen Williams because, you know, part of me is like, okay, it's been three games. It's a small sample, but he's been impactful. But also one of those games was Vegas. This is a team that's quit on the season. So I don't know if you want to put too much into that. But when I saw this dude, when he's on the field with Dallas, they have the highest pressure rate in the NFL. And then when he's off the field, they have the lowest pressure rate in the NFL. I'm like, how can you question his impact, even though it's only been three games?
I'm in 100% agreement with you. The funny thing is, they had the exact same problem with Micah. When Micah was on the field, we had the number one defense in the NFL. When he was off, it was literally the worst. I think Big Q is a huge impact. Him getting after the quarterback from the middle is I think, almost more impactful than stopping the run. But with MVP Kenny Clark right next to him, again, this is a defense. This is built for the playoffs, y'all. Like, that's why they did it. And did Jerry Jones, is he actually a good general manager now? Like, did he sell the right soul this time to the correct demon to get the right juice? I don't know. But the moves are making a whole lot more sense right now. And I'm optimistic, and it scares me. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen. Dallas will get in. They'll make the playoffs. And then in the NFC Championship, it'll be Green Bay and Dallas. Yep. You know it.
I know. And Michael will have four sacks, and Dak's leg will get ripped off by the tendon. And I'll just disappear, and I'll go on a walkabout in the middle of New Mexico.
Wouldn't be the first time you disappeared, would it?
It's true. After one of those games, yeah, I would. But now with the kids, the problem is they watch football now, so they'll see me like leave the house and not come back, and they'll know it's because of Jerry. Don't do that. Don't even put that out there. Let's just get away.
Dude, if they go Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, three straight wins, everybody's on board. Now everybody's talking about it tomorrow morning about the Cowboys being a contender for the Super Bowl. Everybody.
That's what I don't like. That's what's going to scare me. Yeah. That's scary to me because every single time that happens, we all know the story, how it plays out. I'd much rather them sneak along. And if the Eagles lose on Monday, I think that might be the bigger story in the NFC as opposed to the Cowboys humming along. The collapse of, you know, an empire or whatever the hell you want to call it, that's going to get some eyeballs. I prefer that to be the storyline than Cowboys humming.
So you're saying that you're live for the division because you're saying that Sirianni is falling apart. He's losing his gig.
Yes. Yes, I think the Cowboys are live right now for the East. What is that bet?
I'm checking now. It's a good question.
70-1 for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Division's got to be like 7-1, right?
Yep.
You got to figure. Yep.
I see a 7. It's a couple 7s out there.
All right.
It's not bad.
Oh, it's not a bad turnaround.
In the words of Shea and Irving, let's party.
Get it in. Let's get weird.
All right. So
how?
Yeah. We got a couple days till Sunday, of course, but I'm sure you have some ideas of what you're going to do NFL Sunday. Any other bets you mentioned? You like the Chargers on Monday. You like Dallas tonight. Anything Sunday that you're eyeing?
I am a big fan of Minnesota Vikings team total over. this week.
Oh my God.
I know.
What
I
is
know.
That?
I know. And I might take an alternate total there. I think they're going to bounce back big time offensively. I think this is the week.
Why?
Why? Well, I'm a big fan of betting overs at teams that either didn't score a touchdown or only scored one the prior week. I'm a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. I like the whipsaw effect. I don't think the public or even the books give enough credit. They're NFL teams, dude. They're still NFL teams. They had a crap week. They can still put up points. So I'm a fan of that.
I love that you've almost sworn like three times so far, and you've stopped.
I'm trying hard. Yeah,
like we've had a couple where it's like right there, and then you just you eat the swear word. I respect it.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Are you pissed about Texas?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, dude, it's just not, it's the Florida loss, but it ain't just that, right? It's the Kentucky win. It's the messy state win. It's the inconsistencies from Stark and Arch. And my biggest bone in my freaking saddle is the run game. I mean, where has it been and why did it only show up against TAMU? Like, how did that happen? How did you run for over 180 against a really good, fast defense, and you couldn't have done that against, you know, a myriad of teams in the middle of the year? I think Sark needs to wake up, man. And I do think that the Texas being in the playoffs, you know, over some of these other marginal teams, especially like Miami. I'm not sold on Miami being better than Texas. But this is what you get. You got three losses. This is your fault. You were inconsistent as hell. And you spent a whole lot of booster money on not making the playoffs, and that's a big freaking problem.
They'll bring him back, though, because they got to keep Arch happy. They have to keep the Mannings content, right? I think if Arch isn't there, you have that conversation. I've heard some things about Sark, some off-the-field stuff. There's a lot of weird stuff going on there, but at the end of the day, you got to keep Arch happy, because if Arch isn't happy, then we're talking about a change of quarterback, and Arch is going to transfer, and that's the end of Sark. As long as Arch is happy, though, Sark will be there.
Yeah, agreed. And I've heard the exact same things. And it'll look great. But, I mean, looking at the coaching carousel that we're going through right now, I don't know what Texas would do or want to do as far as, you know, if they were bringing somebody else in. Like, what are we even doing? Like, who are we getting? When are we getting them? How is it happening? Because this calendar, with the portal and the playoffs and all this, is just a recipe for disaster, as we've seen with Penn State and Franklin.
With Shane Irving here on BetSwitch, Joe O, Sammy P. What about the SEC championship? Georgia, -2.5 against Bama.
I'm leaning Bama. I think Georgia obviously is a great team, but I also am personally offended by their existence because it seems like every time they play Texas, they're an NFL team. And then every other week, they're beating Georgia Tech 16-9 or crap like that. So I'm leaning Bama, and it hurts me to say it, but I might bet them. I might moneyline them.
DeBoer against Kirby, huh?
Dude, Kirby who, man? DeBoer's a riverboat gambler from all. I mean, he ruined the Longhorn season. I almost got to give him credit for that. The fact that he went for that touchdown instead of kicking the field, that was bananas to me. Bananas. And he did it. So I like to, you know, reward the gambler.
What about Big Ten? Ohio State's a 4-point favorite against Indiana.
You know, I love Cigaretti personally. I think he's a character and hilarious. But I think Ohio State, dude, laying 4, it's almost – I feel like they want me to take Cigaretti. And I don't know. I like Ohio State there, laying 4. I do.
They do. They do want you to take Indiana for sure. That yeah. feels like a trap, kind of.
100%. 100%. How did Hartline not go? How did Penn State not get Hartline? How did that happen?
Sam, what was Sexton, the first name I mentioned to you? Was first name. I said
Jimmy
Hartline.
Sexton yeah. whipped out his hose and told everybody no one's going to Penn State. That's what happened.
Dude.
He's on the phone. He's telling everybody, do not go there. I mean, they've whiffed on everybody. Their top 10 guys, they whiffed on all 10.
It's insane. I'm bringing in Dillingham from ASU. Herpagonosyphilates himself. I'm bringing him into Penn State and getting weird.
Man, it's embarrassing. What happened? The replacement isn't close to James Franklin. Like, that's got to be what they're screaming about every day. We should have just kept him.
Yes!
Unreal.
Idiots!
Yeah. What about Texas Tech going up against BYU?
Sure, yeah. I mean, they're going to destroy the Mormons. Yeah, I would lay it. I'm not touching the game, but it's 12.5 now. I mean, yeah, they're going to dominate them. I don't – Texas Tech is, to me, the pick for the playoffs right now. That run defense.
Oh boy. Here we go.
I don't care. I don't give a
That's how I led off the show. I said Texas Tech 12-1.
It's true.
Bet it now.
It's true. Yep. That is the bet. I'll hit that today. It's 12-1. What is it on?
Okay. It's 12, yeah. 11, 12-1, basically.
I think this is a bet, dude. This is a complete team.
Already Sam done. Goes,
I bet a championship future on the trade yesterday to New York. Who do you think I bet? I go, Texas Tech. You're like, he's like, yep, Texas Tech. And you're like, I love Texas Tech.
Bang.
Everybody. Yep.
Well, not They're everybody. Good. No, not everybody. I think well, just us. The ones that know. By the way, Shay, before we get out of here, my buddy says we got to bet this game FCS. He says Mercer is going to blow out South Dakota on Saturday. Write
really?
It down. Mercer. Minus 6.
Write it down right now. -6.
When he sends me FCS, I just hammer. I don't even ask. I just hammer.
Well, NDSU laying the 23 now. Hammer that against Illinois State. And I love Montana and Montana State this weekend to cover 6 and 13.5.
As one does.
Good deal. Shay and Irvin, check him out on X. Check out his shows, DP Takes a Gamble and the Shay and Irvin Show. Thank you, Shay. Best of luck tonight, all right?
Get it in, y'all.
College football plays on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, you got bet sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.